Of course, today we celebrate Yom Yerushalayim, the beautiful day, the reunification of the city of Yerushalayim, Eretz Chubra Lo Yachdav. We know that the name Yerushalayim, the Medrash tells us, come from a combination of two words, from two people that named the city. From Avraham, who when he was assigned to take Yitzchak for the Akedah, and he sees Hara Moria, which is Yerushalayim, when he's there, Vayikra Avraham Shem Vakum Ahu Hashem Yireh, Asher Yomar Yom Hashem Yireh, he calls the name Yireh. However, there's another person that gave Yerushalayim a name, Shem, the son of Noach. He called the city Umauki Tzedek Melech Sholem. It was a peaceful, wholesome city. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I name the city Yireh, then Shem will be offended. Or Yireh, and if I call it Sholem and Avram will be offended. So we called it Yerushalayim, a combination of those two words. The Meshech Chochmah explains that each of those individuals gave the name that relates to their life's focus. Avram's focus was on, of course, teaching the world about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to fear God, to revere God, as the Rambam tells us. He went out into the world. He taught the world of monotheism, what it means to have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Avraham. Shem's job was to rebuild the world after the Mabul and connect all of mankind together, this notion of Shleimus, of completeness, of wholesomeness. In Parashas, in Devarim, in Re'eh, the Torah describes going to Yerushalayim to eat the Maaser Sheni, where both of these lessons would be learned. Meaning, on the one hand, I was in Yerushalayim. When I'm in Yerushalayim, as Chazal tell us, I'm going to see, I'm going to learn from the Kohanim, I'm going to be inspired. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch comments that when you went to Yerushalayim, and you spent time there, and you learned there, and you didn't just visit there for a day and take the bus back, but a person who represented his family or his community, and he brought the Maaser Sheni, he would go back, he would teach Torah to the people wherever he lived, because he spent time in Yerushalayim. What better city, walk around to be inspired than Yerushalayim? That is what happened when I would go to eat the Maaser Sheni. In addition, when I would go to eat the Maaser Sheni, not only would I accomplish Avraham's goal of spirituality, of ruchnius, of being uplifted, being in such a holy city, but at the same time, I had all of this Maaser Sheni, what would I do? I shared it with the Levim. They didn't have their own portions. And I would increase Shleimus amongst the Jewish people. That's the goal of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, when we celebrate Yerushalayim, it's important to remember, not only do we celebrate the unbelievable miracles that happened today, the things that occurred during these battles, during these 6 days, that don't make sense, so to speak, to the rest of the world. Not only do we celebrate the unification, the ability to come back, to have a kotel, to daven, to have an explosion of Torah learning, but we are able to have a city that once again connects people in all of these ways. Number one, to HaKadosh Baruch himself, and spending time in Yerushalayim would encourage those people to not only be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to focus less on themselves and more on their relationship with each other. That's the celebration of a city that we got back that can help us accomplish these two goals together, Shleimus, both the goal of Avraham, the goal of Shem, to come together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately with all the Jewish people.